Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Testing. Do you have my microphone, Michael? Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me? Is it here, there?
Are you on?
I don't know. It appears to be.
You're on.
Ah, it's good to know you're on in the morning. And I have somebody to monitor that. Good morning to everyone. Last Sunday in May, is that right? Oh my goodness. Dates, I remember, I have to tell you, when I was growing up, I lived in a little town on the western slope called Grand Valley. Parachute, anybody of you know where that is if you've been driven back and forth? At some point, it was just a two-lane highway, and they expanded it to the interstate. And the engineers built the road out across what we called the adobes. And what they didn't realize is that the adobe, after you let it set for a while, would settle. So the highway initially did this, and if you were driving down it, you would be going, hoy, hoy, hoy. Well, we determined that it wasn't really an interstate, but it was a rabbit transit. Because you hopped along the other. I made that joke up, so you can blame it on me. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see things going on. We are closed tomorrow, Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, amen. And the regular routines of things going on, next Sunday communion. So be sure and gather and join together for communion. Are there other announcements that we need to make for the good of the order, for the announcements for the family to keep us in line and keep everything up to date?
Me.
Debbie Gunther, please.
Good morning. First off, the May's crop fundraiser, we did terrific. We got $200 from Wood Paddle Pizza. And in June, it will be Great Greek on June 21st. And next Saturday is the clothing giveaway. And we'll take any help I can get on Friday afternoon, and Saturday morning. The actual giveaway is from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. So even if it's for an hour either day, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. One of the missions of the church, and we do clothing, some of the families, that's their yearly shopping, and we really benefit them. If you have clothing that you've outgrown or outused, don't use, would like to benefit, like to donate, make sure and bring it in on some of the office hours you have noticed, or bring it that morning, that afternoon. Any other things for the good of the order? I don't see any. So let us begin this first day of the week, this beginning of the Memorial Day weekend, this celebration time. Let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let us turn to our call to worship.
Good morning, everybody. Please join me with the call to worship. Loving Lord, we come before you knowing that you can see within our very souls. Lord, help us to know our true selves openly and honestly, exploring within, finding our own judgments and prejudices, acknowledging both our failures and our gifts. Our thirst for truth is not for ourselves alone. Lord, grant that each day we strive for justice and righteousness in our words, in our actions, in our homes, in our town, and in our world. Lord God, grant our grace that we might offer you as lovingly as you have offered yourself to us. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please remain standing for the hymn, Spirit of the God.
So if you're following along in your little book, it's a little bit confusing at the end. There are five verses, but at the end of each verse, we sing that little refrain twice. So there's a first ending and a second ending. You'll get it once we do it.
You may be seated. The first scripture today is Acts chapter 2, 1 through 6. Wait a minute.
1 through 6.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Thanks be to God.
I invite the ensemble forward. By way of prayer concerns, prayers for the Tongans. There was a big birthday party for Neil, Pastor Neil. Turned 70. Big celebration. We celebrate with them. But if they start to nod off, just give them a little nudge. Maybe a big nudge, depending on what the... By way of concerns, received word this morning, Don Boyles thought he was having a heart attack, was in the hospital when he texted me. Holly has shared with me since that they think things are okay, and he may be going home today. So that's good news, but we pray for them, and we lift them, and we do have those concerns. It's been a rocky road. It's been a hard time, so we do pray for Don, indeed. In the back of the bulletin, you find some of the other prayer concerns that we continue to lift. Want to make sure that we are aware of those. Are there other concerns that we would lift this morning as we are gathered and as we are a family sharing our journeys together? I would lift a prayer for Stephanie Iverson. She is preparing for Vacation Bible School, and I understand her home is completely overtaken by space modules and lunar landers and moon recreations and all of the things. If you have not seen some of the awesome things that they produce for Vacation Bible School, treat yourself and come and take a look at them on the week of Vacation Bible Schools. It is an amazing, they do an amazing thing, and the kids love it. And if you have kiddos or grandkiddos or great-grandkiddos that are of age and want to, please participate in Vacation Bible School. I'm sorry? Or if you want to be a kid, Holly says, come and celebrate and join together. Wonderful gathering. Concerns. We've lifted some. We continue to be aware of those around us. And concerns of nature, concerns of families, concerns of immigrants, concerns of different concerns about Tongans as they're continuing to recover from their volcano. Lotha was just in Tonga. She said that they're making progress, but it will be a Finau. I'm sorry. Finau was in Tonga, and lots to do there. Lots to do there. So we continue to lift them, and if you are able, support them. Others, I don't see anything else. By way of prayers of birthdays and celebrations, Lucy turns 68 on this coming Tuesday. Is that right, Lucy? Hey, happy birthday, Miss Lucy. Carol Danielson is not here. I believe she's in France. Oh, okay, so she's not in France at this point in time. At any rate, she's not here, but her birthday is on Thursday, along with Joe Richards and Monroe and Ruth Mathias's anniversary, 66 years for Ruth and Monroe. So congratulations to them. We celebrate them. Charlie Morrell on Friday. Those are all the birthdays I have for this upcoming week. Have I missed any? Other celebrations in our midst, other things that we want to lift and just really, we have one, Michael, there's a young woman here in the back row on your right named Stephanie Iverson who has her hand up. Go ahead, Steph.
No, I just celebrated my nephew Gavin, just graduated high school, so we had a big celebration for him, and he's actually going to be going to American University in Washington, D.C., so...
Congratulations to him, yeah. And concern, moving to the Beltway. Be an interesting change. Have we celebrated Simi's graduation from high school? I don't know that we have, yeah. Michael, pay a microphone, please.
I just want to thank God. We were able to celebrate Simi graduating from Hinckley High School on Monday. And we had his glow-in-the-dark dance party here at church. And then we prepared to celebrate Atonio's 70th yesterday. And we praise God that all things came into fruition that we hoped for and dreamed for, and it was more than what we wanted. And then we have families who are here, mom from Honolulu, and there's people from New Zealand, Tonga, and other states here in the US who are here and are preparing to go back home. So we pray for safe travels.
Amen. Thank you. Good to see you, Mom. Lots of celebrations, and we celebrate all of those. Others, other special things. The church is rioting. If you've walked around the outside, the flowers are rioting. There are flowers growing and bursting and displaying their wonder. God is good. Amen? We should do that right. God is good. All the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. By way of gathering our prayers, let's turn to the unison prayer. Lord God, you are our refuge. Most loving God, without you, no words or works of ours have meaning. Grant us your blessing that we may be enduring witnesses in this world. Grant that our lives may be consecrated in your service. Wondrous God, open our ears to hear you speak to us through your ever-present Spirit. Lord, guide us to moments of calm to listen. Grant us wisdom and clarity to hear you instead of the world around us. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence and meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving, gracious God, Lord of creation, Master of the universe, Master of all that is, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, in you there is life and light, and there in you there is everything. We turn to you, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for those we've lifted before you. We give you thanks to you for your Holy Spirit, which has descended upon us like flames of fire descending upon each of us, giving us the utterance of the Holy Spirit. On this Sunday, the birthday of the church, we pause and give celebration that we continue to be that church, that in the years you have blessed us, you will continue to bless the will and the work, the ways, the missions, the love that is part of our ministry. Lord God, we give thanks for all of those who contribute in so many ways, asking nothing in return except to say, I have only done what I have been called to do. We give thanks. We give thanks for your gifts and graces that allow the different ministries of mission, of music, of art, of food, of gathering, of worship, of all kinds and in all ways. Lord, we ask your presence here this morning. We join with those who join us virtually, who may be homebound, who may be far from home or far from this place, unable to attend us in person, all part of our family. We ask your blessing upon all, as we ask that blessing upon all in the world around us, countries near and far, countries around the world that the Holy Spirit has touched. Lord, gather us all. And hear us as we respond in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for gathering. Thank you for worshiping. Thank you for supporting your church in all of the ways you do with all of your gifts and graces. I invite you to pause for a moment in silence and hear Barbara offer us an offertory.
The scripture today, stand if you're able, please. Our scripture is John 7, chapters 37 through 39. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All right, the kids are crying because they want to come sing. Stephanie, come forward. Bring all the kids, young and old and of all ages, short ones and tall ones, come forward. We're going to sing, "To God Be the Glory." We have a video, and we get our calisthenics out of this. Amen?
To God, to God be the glory, to God, to God.
I don't jump anymore. I'm not sure what happened there. How many of you are still able to jump? I'm not asking for a show of hands, just curious. It is Pentecost Sunday. Flames as of tongues, as of tongues of fire descended upon each of them and gave them utterance. How many of you are feeling tongues of fire giving you utterance? Well, try and instill some more of that in you. They're there, whether we acknowledge them. And in there, I'm going to talk about why those tongues of fire are there. Have you ever wondered if something is the right thing to do or the wrong thing? I remember growing up sitting in the pews, as you are now, before any hint of ministry. And one of the questions was, should we be pursuing nuclear energy? My father's a mining engineer, uranium lands. And here is an energy source that might be not only renewable, but life-giving. But there were some issues around that, and certainly there are dangers around the misuse of nuclear energy. So I wanted to know, so I thought, I'll dig into the Bible. I'm sure Jesus told us something about nuclear energy. It isn't in there. Nuts. So how do we determine something when it isn't necessarily clear? And so I thought, well, we must know innately. My gut should be a good indicator. I can tell him, are you like that? You look at something, kind of your gut reaction, you just know. There's a Calvin and Hobbes. How many of you are familiar with Calvin and Hobbes? It's a comic in the newspaper. If you are not, take time to follow. I don't think it's still in being produced, but it's still in syndication. But young man with a tiger, and he's quite precocious, and he decides he's going to make money by going and saying, I will eat a worm for a nickel. You pay me a nickel and I will eat a worm. So he's there with one of the other characters and he's preparing to cash in, but that means that he has to eat the worm, you see. Fortunately, Mother intervenes right at the last moment and there is no worm eating, but there is no nickel paying either. But doesn't your gut, if you really ask yourself, is it okay to eat worms? Just doesn't seem right, does it? It's just not there in the list of things to do. Eating creepy crawlers is not my list of things. It seems wrong. And then I read about these fancy restaurants. They're offering chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Do they have chocolate-covered grasshoppers in Tonga? No. I thought I better check. I'm sure they have some things that are different. Neil says yes? I don't doubt that Neo's been eating grasshoppers. It might be the case. I understand now that IKEA, how many of you know of IKEA? They're offering now meatballs that are made out of bugs. I don't know what kind of bugs or how that's all put together, and my gut reaction is this is not good, but I understand those who've tasted it say it tastes wonderful, just like your regular meatballs, and it is healthier for the planet than making them out of beef. Someday we may come to the time when that's perfectly natural. I know that if you ride the high-speed train in Japan, and I cannot for the life of me come up with the name of it right off the top of my head, but you can buy an online or a on-train lunch. Many of the traveling businessmen buy a little box lunch. It's raw fish heads and rice. I'm not sure how good that would go over for us in our Western culture. Lucy, how about raw fish heads? Do Tongans eat raw fish heads? Yes, okay, see, there you go. But for them, it's quite a good lunch, and it might be very healthy and good for us, too. My gut reaction is I would probably go hungry, but I'm a little finicky in it. So gut reaction, what I'm trying to point out to you is that gut reaction may be partially instilled in us, things that we are taught and learned. You recall that as a good Jew, according to the Bible, according to the Old Testament, that there were unclean foods. Do you remember those? You've heard of those? Here are some of the foods you could not eat. Pork, rabbit, clams, crab, oyster, lobster. Any of you like lobster? Shrimp. All of those foods were not okay. So what must it have been like on that day when Simon Peter was hungry and he was up on the roof and he was kind of dazed and the Lord spoke to him in a dream and he brought down a blanket full of all of the unclean foods and he told Simon Peter, take, eat. And Simon Peter said, my gut tells me no. I've learned since I was a wee lad that these are foods that are not good for you. I've been taught that. I know these are not okay. And God said, what I have made clean cannot be called unclean. Do you recall? And it was that transitioning from unclean foods into a different culture, a culture of inclusion, that was part of the Christian journey. So right and wrong and clean and unclean and gut reaction. Gut may come out of how you've been trained. I grew up with the common culture, and there are lots of different things in the culture that teach you how to be. For example, have you ever heard, I don't get mad, I get even? That's a common saying. There's a lot of people that have that as their maximum, live that way. Or an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That seems pretty logical. It seems straightforward. And here comes Jesus, and he points out that the Lord says, vengeance is mine, not yours. None of us get to exact revenge, vengeance. That belongs to God alone. And in fact, Christ said, turn the other cheek. And if someone defrauds you, someone mistreats you, should you forgive them? Big debate about that. And Jesus said, not seven times, but 77, or seven times 70 times. Over and over again. And then we have to ask the question, when is it enabling? When is it biblically correct? So there are questions. But the gut reaction might be in conflict with this Christian teaching. Do you understand some of what I'm saying there? Some of this is instilled in us by culture, by what we've been taught and how we are to be. So truth can be any number of things. But here now, on this Pentecost Sunday, Jesus said, I will not leave you destitute. If he were here now, I would ask him some of these questions. What about some of these people that we're forgiving and they continue to err because they're not being held accountable? When is there a way to grow them with tough love as opposed to turning your cheek seven times 70, seven times? Jesus would have a good answer. I'd love to hear that. Or what about nuclear energy? I'm sure that if we gathered all of us and voted, we'd have differing opinions and reactions. What would Jesus say? What would he do? How would he teach us? How would he lead us? And yet, gone from here, but he said, I will not leave you destitute. I will not leave you unable to answer those questions. For I will leave you the paraclete. That's the term. Nobody knew what it meant, really. The disciples are looking at each other and wondering. So God translated the Holy Ghost. The early church referred to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth. It is all of those things, and it gets translated to all of those, and all of them mean the same thing. It is God within us, and it is those tongues as of fire that have descended upon us. That is the Holy Spirit that puts truth within us, the truth through Jesus Christ. So instead of gut, we can turn to this truth. What is truth and where is truth? And truth speaks to all of God's people. It's important to hear that. The Acts passage that Deb read, some of you are familiar with it, Acts 2. The Spirit descended upon all of them and gave them utterance. And then it goes into a paragraph that is every lectionary reader's nightmare. I didn't make Deb read it. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking God's deeds of power to us. Here's all these people. Now, why would they list that odd list? How many of you knew all of the places named on there? I tried to look them up once, and you get lost because some of those don't really exist in that way anymore. But in that day and age, you would have understood that they were talking about every nation, every place. How would we phrase that today? Residents of Asia and Japan and New Zealand, Australia, Tonga, Samoa, Peru, Chile, Colombia, Panama. You just got back from Panama. Canada, Iceland, Russia, Europe, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, all of these, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, India, all of these nations, and all of them hearing the Holy Spirit speaking to them in their own native language. I can only manage one language, and I'm barely doing that, you know, minimally. Try my best. But hear the Spirit speaking, not just speaking, but in every language that you hear best in, natively, with your own native tongue, the tongue that's familiar to you, that Spirit speaking to us and speaking to all of God's children and speaking the good news of Jesus Christ, amen? There's good news that there is truth. Truth beyond social influences, cultural influences, traditional biases. Truth beyond instilled fears. When we were in Haiti, I led a mission team there in 1990. We were in Haiti, and you've heard about the boogeyman. All of you were raised with the boogeyman. I don't know if they have a boogeyman in Tonga. We'll have to think about that. But in Haiti, the boogeyman was real. They were the Tonton Macoutes. Translates to boogeyman. But they were the government's army. They would come at night and take you, and you'd never be seen again. They were very real. So there was very real fear there. So when we say the boogeyman and laugh and shake our hands, in Haiti, they did not. So there are cultural or instilled beliefs and truths and untruths. And the Holy Spirit is beyond all of those. And the Holy Spirit refines all of those. And the Holy Spirit brings us the good news of Jesus Christ. Now it is a struggle beyond there to listen and obey. Sometimes we hear the word and we understand what the word says and the directions that it gives us. And we say, that's kind of tough. I don't know how to do that. I can't quite love my neighbor that's been doing these things, nasty things to me. How do we love that particular neighbor? How do we do all of these things Jesus calls us? But that Spirit of truth will help us find ways. And in that way, the Spirit of truth sets us free. Sets us free from those anxieties and those fears and those doubts with truth. So the point of the sermon is that the Holy Spirit gives us truth. Truth that guides us on that roadmap that will lead us into the kingdom of God. For whom we give thanks. Amen? Amen. I believe that we have a hymn following. I picked it. It says, Holy Spirit, truth divine. Does that fit the sermon? How about that? Holly will lead us. Stand if you can, or if you're comfortable. Numbers 465 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
happy birthday, church. We didn't sing happy birthday to the church, but we should say, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Very good. The Spirit's tongues as a fire descending upon you. Pause and feel those. Hear the Spirit as of truth. It is God's Spirit. It is Jesus Christ within each of us always. In the name of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, be blessed. Hear the truth. Share the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, amen.